Lists, lists, lists. We make lists to show us what we need to do and check off on our way to fulfill our mission. When those lists have check marks, it increases our sense of accomplishment because we have taken care of business for the day, for the week, or for the year. It would be easy to make a list of my responsibilities to America. Vote? Check. Serve on jury duty? Check. Pay taxes? Check. Obey the law? Check. My list of responsibilities is done. But being responsible for America is bigger than any checklist. Being born into freedom, rights, and economic opportunity that previous generations have provided makes it easy to take for granted the sacrifices of our forefathers, become entitled and negligent to my responsibilities. We know from history that democracy is not a spectator sport. As Benjamin Franklin stated in 1787, you have been given a republic if you can keep it. Keeping the Republic and protecting the Constitution are the bedrocks of my responsibilities to America. Voting is a responsibility, but merely going into the local precinct and pulling a lever is not responsible. Being an informed electorate is an absolute necessity to fulfill our responsibilities to America. This means before I arrive to vote, I am well aware of the candidates, their character, and their history. I must look beyond the rhetoric and unattainable promises and vote based on safeguarding the Constitution and keeping America strong. Voting means I understand how the election process works. It means I do not overlook my local and state elections and the importance of communities that make up America. Serving on jury duty is a nice checkmark off my list. However, due process and justice for all require so much more than a simple checkmark. Being willing to objectively look at situations and take corrective action protects liberty and justice for all. Understanding our laws, the theories behind them, and demanding that all be held to the law equally, with no exception, is my responsibility. I must seek to help maintain a peaceful and orderly America. There cannot be freedom without justice. Responsibility to America means demanding stewardship in the way taxpayers' money is spent. It is more than just paying taxes. It means electing officials on every level who will limit unnecessary spending and give accounts to the American people on where the money is going. I cannot just apathetically go along with whatever the government wants to take from American citizens and give to something else. We must help to forge a community where personal integrity is valued, where Americans respect each other's rights and freedoms, and where disagreements don't lead to violence. This means looking at all aspects of conflict, considering long-term consequences of our actions, and advocating positive solutions. It is our collective responsibilities to make the communities worthy of the sacrifice of soldiers. Many soldiers make tremendous sacrifices like those of my brother, who will miss his child's first steps, first Christmas, and first birthday, or my neighbor, whose son never returned from war. We must take care of the ones who guard our soil and freedom. Do they have what they need? Is this conflict worthy of their blood? It is also my responsibility to take care of the ones who served. Beyond demanding the government provide the care they promised veterans, it is also my responsibility to take care of their needs. It can be as simple as mowing their lawn or shoveling their driveway or even visiting veterans in nursing homes or those who are alone to express gratitude and respect for their sacrifices. But I think the biggest responsibility I have to America is to remember that it's not just about me. The founding fathers, pioneers, soldiers, miners, activists, they were all fighting for a better future for the progeny of America. At the darkest moments when things seemed hopeless, Americans stood up at places like Saratoga, Normandy, Selma, the Twin Towers, and they banded together and never gave up. People used their gifts and talents to invest in a better tomorrow for everyone. They did not operate just from their list of duties. My responsibility to America is to be responsible for the future of America, so that following generations may enjoy the provisions that liberty affords, just like I have. As the old Greek saying goes, a society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they will never sit under.